Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management provides clarity through the complexity with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information and start your financial journey with comfort and security today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome to the Financial Wake Up Call podcast with Dave Cross, and I am Vin Avenue, merely setting the stage for the main act of this week's Financial Wake Up Call show. Performance, financial advice for each and every one of you. Dave Crossan, what's cooking this week?
What is going on, Vin? Thank you for that nice introduction. I certainly appreciate it. And this week, again, another important week that we need to discuss a very important topic.
Sure.
And what is that topic? See, this is where the drum roll would come in. Okay. It's not there, but let's say we'll pretend it is. Okay. So what I want to talk about this week is the difference between inheritance tax and estate tax. And of course, we're going to focus in on New Jersey and explain what the difference between both are and give you a little history, if you will, to get us to where we are with both taxes. So here we are in New Jersey. Up until 2017, there was both an estate tax, the overall estate that you'd have, let's say it could be your home, your cars, your bank accounts, your retirement accounts. And if it went over a certain amount, a certain level, there was an estate tax. And just to give you those numbers, back in 2016, it was $675,000. It moved up to $2 million in 2017. And then in 2018, it was eliminated. Okay, so that's great news. So for people that were over those thresholds in 16 to 675,000 or 2017 over 2 million, there was an estate tax that had to be paid. Well, New Jersey got rid of that estate tax. So right now, for estate tax purposes, if you are a New Jersey resident, you would look at the federal level, and currently it is $12,920,000. And for most of us, we're not above that $12 million number. So,
right.
No tax there, no estate tax on the New Jersey side. And assuming you're not over that $12,920,000 on the federal side, there wouldn't be any estate tax. So that's great news. Vin, however.
Oh, boy.
New Jersey, I want to emphasize this point, not all of the states have an inheritance tax. In fact, most do not.
Mm.
But New Jersey is one of those states that has an inheritance tax. So what is the difference? Well, the estate tax is, like I said, a collective tax on your overall estate. New Jersey doesn't have that. The federal side is north of $12 million. However, with the inheritance tax, it's based on the relationship that the beneficiary has to the person who passed away. So this is significant. So let's think about this a moment. So different classifications. So number one, let's go with a Class A beneficiary. Well, there is an estate tax. No estate tax for these individuals. That could be your mom, your dad, your grandparents, children, spouses, grandchildren. There isn't any inheritance tax. So if you're a Class A beneficiary, you would not be subject to an inheritance tax. So that's good. Here's the problem. For a Class C beneficiary, that could be a brother, a sister, a half-brother, a son-in-law, a daughter-in-law, they are, and those are just some of the examples, there are others, but those are Class C beneficiaries. And here's how that works. Let's say I wanted to give money upon my passing to my brother or sister. Up to the first $25,000, there isn't an estate tax. So they're in good shape there. However, Once it gets over the $25,000, it goes up from anywhere from 11 to 16%, depending on how much you're over that $25,000. That could be significant. So for individuals that are receiving funds from somebody in New Jersey, and for example, if you are a Class C beneficiary, brother, sister, brother-in-law, sister-in-law, just to name a few, you would be subject to this inheritance tax. Now, let's go to a Class D beneficiary. And who would that be? Well, that could be a niece, a nephew, a cousin. So let's say I wanted to leave money to my great cousin out there. And I said, hey, I want to leave $100,000. I'm just making this number up here. Anything over $500 is subject to an inheritance tax, which could be as high as 16%. So that's significant. If you think about it, for individuals that are not Class A beneficiaries, that is a big hit. So what do I do, Vin? When I meet with somebody and we, of course, talk about their investments, but we also get into the conversation about their estate plan and where this money is going to go upon their passing. So things we want to identify is, okay, not only the people involved, but what is the relationship? What is the relationship to the person who's setting up the estate plan? And if it gets into a situation where it's one of the individuals that has an inheritance tax, I then look to see, okay, are there any assets that this individual owns that they could pass on to these individuals that would not be subject to inheritance tax? Well, Vin, there is.
Aha.
And if you have an insurance policy, so let's say I am setting up an insurance policy or I have an insurance policy and I want to leave money to my beneficiaries. Well, this is a great opportunity if I wanted to leave money to any of these beneficiaries that would be subject to an inheritance tax. I could name them as the beneficiaries on there. Those proceeds would go to them income tax free, and they would not be subject to an inheritance tax. And like I mentioned before, being income tax free, there could be an estate tax, again, on the federal level, if it's north of that $12,920,000, which is a lot of money. So most likely for people listening today, they would be in good shape there, having it go income tax free, also estate tax free if you're under the federal threshold. And the big thing is avoiding that inheritance tax. That's a big one there. Other ways to get money to individuals that are not, or I should say, subject to an inheritance tax, different strategies could be gifting while you're alive. That could be money that you want to, say, go to a cousin, a niece, a nephew, brother, sister, and gift up to those parameters. Now, again, we can gift each year on the annual exclusion up to $16,000. And of course, we have the ability for a lifetime up to that $12,920,000. The reason I bring that up is for individuals that want to make sure money goes in a certain direction, you want to look at what you own. Number one, what are the assets that you have? And what is the best way to get that money to those individuals and avoid the inheritance tax? Now, if it's a situation where for your overall portfolio, you're trying to figure out what's the best way to have those assets go to these different individuals, what I always like to do is, okay, let's break the assets down in a couple different directions. Number one, what is pre-tax? In other words, like retirement accounts, an IRA, a 401k, a 403b, that's money, that's an asset that has not been taxed. In other words, any money that's in there upon the passing of the individual that owns that account, and let's say they go ahead and have it go to their children. Now, again, they're not going to be subject to an inheritance tax, but being that it is pre-tax money, those individuals, when they receive that, assuming it's not a spouse, let's say it's going to their children, would go to them and they would have to, over a 10-year period, make sure they fully distributed the funds that are in this account. And keep in mind, any distributions from a retirement account, again, because it's pre-tax money, would be subject to income tax. So again, there wouldn't be an estate tax in that situation from New Jersey. There wouldn't be an inheritance tax, but there would be an income tax issue when the money is distributed to these beneficiaries. And then when they take the distributions, that would be the income tax. Now, think of it this way, too. If that money was then changed or set up in a way, instead of it going to a Class A beneficiary, let's say we have it go to a Class C beneficiary, a brother or sister. Now you've got a situation where they're going to be hit on the income tax side when they take the distributions, and they would have an inheritance tax. So you want to be careful on how you set that up. So again, getting back to the strategy of looking at the assets that you own, pre-tax, you want to take a look at that. That's going to have an income tax issue when the beneficiary receives that. The inherited IRA goes to those individuals that you decide to put on the account as the beneficiary. They will have a tax issue, income tax, when they take those distributions. Now, when you look at after-tax money, let's say a brokerage account, let's say a CD, a bank account, those assets, those holdings, again, if that money is distributed upon your passing to a Class A beneficiary, again, it could be your children, your grandchildren, your mom, your dad, your spouse, there isn't going to be an income tax issue on the principal dollars. No, there isn't an income tax issue. There wouldn't be a New Jersey estate tax because we don't have the estate tax issue. It would only be on the federal side if it was north of that $12,920,000. And like I said, most of us are pretty safe not going over that range. And of course, you don't have the inheritance tax issue because of the relationship. Looking at the breakdown of those after-tax assets, I always look at it as that's a good direction for your Class A beneficiaries to have those assets go in that direction. For the retirement accounts, like I mentioned before, that's pre-tax. Just keep in mind the people that are receiving those assets are going to have an income tax issue when they do the necessary distributions for the option for, say, children can take it out as over a 10-year period. If you do have these individuals that do have the inheritance tax that they have to deal with, look for the possibility that they would receive the insurance proceeds or a life insurance policy where they would receive the death benefit. In that case, there would not be an inheritance tax. And of course, if you're looking to have money go to a charity, there isn't an inheritance tax. If instead of an individual, that money is going to a charity, no issues with inheritance tax. And Vin, I just wanted to bring this up because for a lot of people that do reach out to me, and again, I'm not an estate planning attorney, but when they go ahead and put down their different beneficiary designations, the key thing to do, in my opinion, is number one, break it down for pre-tax assets like an IRA, a 401k, 403b, and after-tax assets like a bank account or a brokerage account. And then from there, list out the beneficiaries and where you want this money to go. And just keep in mind with these different assets, depending on the relationship, we'll determine if there's an inheritance tax. And of course, with life insurance proceeds, there wouldn't be an inheritance tax. Or if you're simply looking to have it go to a charity, there wouldn't be an inheritance tax. And that is my breakdown for the New Jersey inheritance taxes.
There you go. I like it.
There it is.
I like the term breakdown, too.
Well, you know what it is.
It makes it easier to explain to people.
Well, it's just the easiest way to look at it is simply what is the relationship that from the person who passes away to the beneficiary. And then from there, we can figure out what the taxes are that are involved. And for a lot of people, they're not aware of that. A lot of people think, well, there isn't an estate tax anymore with New Jersey, but they don't recognize that for the relationship, whatever the relationship is, there could be an inheritance tax, which in a lot of cases could be a lot of money, up to 16%.
Could be steep.
Absolutely.
Dave, a lot of things to consider here, a lot for people to process and everything. If they have any follow-up questions, they want to know more, or they just have any other financial-related questions for you and seeking advice, how can they get in touch with you at Shoreline Wealth Management?
Okay, thank you so much. Call us at 732-902-7000. 7880. Go to our website, shorelinewealth.com. And of course, visit us.
Yeah, it's summertime.
In Manchester and in Manahawkin.
Summertime. The weather is fine. So is the financial advice from Dave Crossan.
We'd love to see you. And of course, you can go on shorelinewealth.com.
Yeah.
You can go ahead and set up for us to have a consultation, an appointment. And for some people that can't come to the office, we deal with people in New Jersey, outside New Jersey. We can do it.
Sure.
Definitely over a phone.
Travel-wise, sometimes
or
busy
online,
schedules.
Or video conferencing, whatever it is. We can set it up however you'd like.
There it is, people. Go to shorelinewealth.com. Call Shoreline Wealth Management. Go visit Dave, Manchester, Manahawkin. He's got it. Dave, another good podcast in the books, my friend.
Thank you. Appreciate it, as always.
The opinions voiced in this podcast are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. This information is not intended to be a substitute for individualized legal advice. Please consult your legal advisor regarding your specific situation.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC.
Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management understands that you're more than your money, and they strive to help you realize your best life as they align your finances with your goals. Best of all, Shoreline's straightforward approach will include you in the process. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor, committed to helping you weather life's storms. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.